This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I'm your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I'm praying that you're doing well on this day. If it's Sunday when this aired the first time, I am grateful that you took the time out of your Sunday evening to listen, or afternoon to listen to us. Or if it's on Monday or Tuesday or any other day throughout the entire week, I'm just so grateful to God that you took the time to stop by at Safe Haven Podcast. We're grateful for you. If you listened to last week's service, I am also thankful for you taking the time to do that. If you haven't, after you listen to this service, please, I implore that you listen to the last week's service. It all ties in to what we do here at Safe Haven. For those who did not know that Safe Haven now has a 5 minutes of inspiration, of video inspiration. We do this every week now. We do it either on Monday or Wednesday, depending on the schedule. And also depending on availability. But guess what? We do this. This video is on our YouTube. It's also on our webpage. You can find it on TikTok somewhere. I'm not going to tell you how, but if you happen to see it on TikTok, I praise God for it. If you see it on Instagram, oh boy, you're really connected. If you see it on Facebook, that means you're totally, truly connected to what we're doing here at Safe Haven. But for those who don't have all access to all those tools, you can find it at our webpage at www.safehavenpodcast.org. You find it there. You go to the video section. Sometimes we have it plastered on the homepage. But if you don't see it on the homepage, go to the video section. Scroll on down. You'll see it. It'll be one of the first things you see. Praise God for you. Because we do that. That's a video inspiration every week. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Normally it's 4 minutes. Actually, it's 4 minutes. Because we got to spend 1 minute introducing you, getting you set up, teeing you up, so you can get that inspiration. But guess what? You're still going to get inspired one way or the other. Amen? I praise God for you. Today is going to be great. So, but before we get into today's message, I just want to get everything out the way. For those who are interested in having Safe Haven, come to your church. Come and bless your congregation, be it on a podcast or be it in person. I just want to say this. This is what we do. You come and reach out to us at www.safehavenpodcast.org and you go to the ministry contact section. You go there, you fill out the information. It'll get back to me right away and I will get back to you ASAP and we can get on the calendar. For those who are interested in preaching on here or teaching on here, you can go to the same webpage and go to register as a guest, though. Go to the register as a guest on the webpage and then therefore give me some information and then we'll start talking. Amen. If you're looking for prayer, you can go to the webpage as well and you can just put in a prayer request. You can keep it public or you can keep it private if you like, or you can choose to make it public and we can do this all together as a community. Amen. Amen and praise God. Also want to let you know in the month of May, Safe Haven is going to be going back to the Emmanuel Church Unusual in Chicago, which meets at the Edgar Allan Poe Elementary School. I believe it's 10538 South Langley Avenue at door number 4. That's going to be on May 26th. That's Memorial Day weekend. Going to be there. Going to be blessing Reverend Charles Dockery and his wonderful, wonderful church with a word from God on that day. Amen. Also, on Mother's Day, God willing, going to have my auntie, Reverend Katie Dockery. She's going to be blessing you with a mighty word from God. That's right. On Mother's Day service, we are going to have a blessed word from, hopefully and prayerfully, from my auntie, Reverend Katie Dockery. Let's keep God and lift up in prayer. That's all in the month of May. Amen. Now that we got all that out the way, let us get ready to dive deep into the Word. Amen. Today's message is going to be coming from the Gospel of Luke. That's right, Gospel of Luke, chapter 13. Going to be reading verses 18 and 19. Once again, that's Luke chapter 13, verses 18 through 19. Going to be reading to you from the New Living Translation. It reads as follows. Then Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? How can I illustrate it? It's like a tiny mustard seed that a man planted in a garden. It grows and becomes a tree, and the birds make nests in its branches." Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the next few moments that we have together, I ask that you pray with me on the topic, where is your seed? Where is your seed? Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you right now for the message and the messenger in advance. So Heavenly Father, use me right now, Heavenly Father. Empty me out of my collective spirit right now and fill me up with your Holy Ghost. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Where's your seed? You see, this is continuing a question. This is actually continuing something that we talked about from last week. If you missed last week's service, you must listen to last week's service, because last week we talked about being the prodigal son. We looked at it from a different viewpoint. If it wasn't last week, it was the week before that. But right now, I just want to let you know that that was a very powerful word. Right now, we want to ask another question, because we're studying Jesus' parables right now. And this one really reached out to me. It just reached itself out. And, you know, the mustard seed. I remember hearing about it in Bible study the other day. And it just hit my mind. I was like, think about that. See, when we think about it, you see a tree. Maybe some of y'all live in an area where you get to see a tree in your front or backyard. I see it in my front yard and my backyard. But I think about that. I think about it. Before that tree got to be that big, think about it. It was a little seed planted in the ground. And, you know, with a little watering, a little nurturing from God, and maybe sometimes from us, it grew to be a big, strong tree. But think about it. When it was little, it wasn't that big, strong tree. It was a little tree. It could have gotten knocked over. It could have been taken up. You could have probably just broken it in half, but if you try to climb it. Amen? But think about it. In time, it became a big, solid. We're going to use an oak tree as an example. It became a big, solid oak tree where you could climb on it. You could barely hit it. You could hit it with a little knife or something and a little action. It would just like, you made a little dent in it. But imagine when it was little, when it was nothing. You could hit it with an axe and it would just fall right on over. The moment you just swung it, clap, one swing and it's done. Amen. But when it became a mighty oak tree, you hit it with one swing, not enough. Hit it with two swings, not enough. You can hit it with a lot of swings. You'll probably be worn out by the time it finally hit the apex where it was going to trip over and go timber. Amen. Now that's saying something right there. But think about it. Your faith, your walk, your Christian journey. I'm just going to flip it around and make you look at it differently. Your Christian journey. It started off small. It started off like a little seed. Amen. And maybe it didn't get watered enough. Maybe it didn't get nurtured enough. Maybe it didn't get the seed that it needed. Maybe you planted the tree in the wrong place. Amen. Oh, what you talking about, Rev? Let me tell you what I'm talking about. Imagine a nice highway road. Or matter of fact, maybe the road on your street where you live. Imagine if you planted that seed right there in the street, that oak tree seed, right? I can bet you two dimes and dollars. One, it would not grow properly. Amen. Two, it would look weird. Three, it would mess up your street. Amen. You want to know why it would mess up your street? Because A, it's in the wrong place. B, it probably shouldn't have been there in the first place. And C, whoever thought it was smart to put a seed in the street was not thinking clearly. Amen. So, but that's a nice analogy. Maybe that's a parable in itself. Imagine, where did you put your seed? Where is your seed? That is why the question of the day is, where is your seed? What did Jesus say the kingdom of God is like? He said, how can I illustrate it? It is like a tiny mustard seed that a man planted in the garden. Imagine, where is your garden? Where is your garden? Where did you put your seed? Where did you let God plant the seed in you? Did you let God plant the seed in you while you were in the club? Amen. My. There's nothing wrong with going to the club. Ain't nothing wrong with partying in the club. But if you let the club become the place of your holy ground, that's a different story. Now, God could call you out of that, but he didn't call you to go back and do the same things you were doing before he called you. Amen. He called you out of it so he could bring you back for one reason, not just to get down and dirty and get down and with it, get jiggy with it, or whatever the saying is these days. He called you to go back and find another person, plant a seed in someone new. Someone anew. That's what he did. That's what he called you for. He didn't just call you to go back. And if you, let's just say you were an alcoholic, amen. He didn't call you to go to AA just so you go back to the bar and drink again. Yes, I know you're tempted. We're all tempted by the things we used to do, amen. But that doesn't mean that we should cave into every single temptation that we ever get, amen. I have temptations to do some things that I ain't going to share with you. That's not saying that they're wrong. It's just not what I'm supposed to be doing now, amen. I'm supposed to be above that, but that doesn't mean that I am above it. I remember somebody asked me a question the other day. They said, do you believe in the God that you preach about, amen? And I had to answer the question honestly. I said, it's not about whether I believe in the God that I preach about. It's about whether or not I understand whether or not all the sacrifices I've done for the Lord, I'm wondering, when is he going to reward me with the things that I seek? Amen. It's not about whether or not I love to do what I do. I love to preach. I love to teach. Matter of fact, I love to sit under others in the learning tree. Amen. My learning tree, one of my best learning trees left me a couple of years ago. Amen. It was my great uncle. He was a wonderful man of God. I'll say his name, Reverend Sidney P. Jones. He was one of the best learning trees I could ever have in my life. Now, I may not have followed him everywhere, but I followed him. And every time I talked to him, I sat and I listened and I learned. Amen. One of our last conversations was about where the church was going today. And you know what? I was espousing some of my words of wisdom. I was espousing actually my knowledge. And he was giving me knowledge and wisdom as well, trying to see if he could plant a seed in me. Guess what? He planted a seed in me. And what is my job? What is my goal? To do the same. Amen. To plant seed in others. And that's what I'm doing these days. I'm planting seeds in others. What are you doing? Where is your seed at? Amen. I wonder where my seed is at sometimes. And I'm not just talking about planting seeds and having babies. I'm talking about planting seeds of faith, seed of hope, seed of love, seed of kindness, seed of compassion, and most definitely the seed to want to learn. Amen. Seed to grow. Where is your seed at? I know you're probably looking at the screen thinking, what is wrong with this young man of God? What is wrong with this guy? Well, let me give you a few points, and then maybe you'll understand a little bit better when we ask this question, where's your seed? What is the first point? I'm glad you asked. It says, the first point is, make sure you remember where your garden is. Ooh, I'll say that again for my note takers. Make sure you remember where your garden is. Think about it. If you planted, like it says in verse 19, if you planted a tiny seed in a garden, wouldn't you want to know what happens to it? Amen. If you plant it, that is. You don't just plant a seed, walk away, and don't ever come back. And I know I'm probably talking to some deadbeat fathers or deadbeat mamas. It doesn't matter. I'm going to give the fathers a little credit, because some fathers stick around and some mothers don't. Amen. And it's just about as bad as, or just as well as, a father walks away and doesn't come back. But guess what? I want to tell all the deadbeats one thing. Guess what? That is your seed out there. Amen. Don't you want to know what happened to your seed? Oh, I know I'm talking to somebody right now. Somebody probably don't want to hear this. They probably would be ready to hit the stop button. But guess what? Before you hit the stop button, know this. God is still watching over you. And is definitely watching over your seed. Now, you may have lost contact. You may have lost a way to get in touch with your seed. But here's what you do. You turn to the Lord and you pray over your seed. Whether you are good to the seed or not, you pray over it. And you let God know that I may not be there, but let my seed know that I still love them regardless. I may not have been the best parent in the world, but guess what? I was a parent. I brought you into this world. I helped bring you into this world. I pray that someone help cultivate you. Amen. That's one thing about cultivation. I know somebody probably read the description about this sermon for the day and say, how is this talking about cultivating? What does he mean by cultivating? I manifest, I asked myself that question. But you know what the Lord said? This is what it means. Somebody's going to be out there. You pray also while if you're still the dead beat, but don't worry, you're not dead. You're still alive. We're going to call you the live beat dad, all right? Or the live beat mom. Guess what? You pray over the person or persons that's raising your seed, amen? You pray that they're a good person. Pray that they're a good man, a good woman, or a good couple that is bringing your seed up to do the right thing and not to do the wrong thing, amen? You pray over them. You pray over yourself. You pray for forgiveness in your own heart. If you can't forgive yourself, don't expect your seed to forgive you if you ever get an opportunity to meet them, amen? I know I'm talking to somebody right now. I can feel it. I can see it. I can sense it. But guess what? You got to ask yourself, where was that garden at? Where is it? Where is it? I hope and pray that you found it, amen? Here's the second thing you need to do after you find out and you remember where your garden is. You take care of your seed if you value it immensely. I think I already covered that, but I'm going to say the point one more time for the note takers. Take care of your seed if you value it immensely. Do you want to see your tree grow? Do you want to see your seed come up to be somebody? Do you want to see a new leader? Do you want to see the next president of the United States? Do you want to see the next governor of whatever state you live in? Do you want to see the prime minister of the country you live in? Or do you want to see the next king, the next prince, the next queen, the next princess? Do you want to see these things? Amen. If you do not want to see these things, then don't take care of your seed at all, amen? You let the seed just go to the wayside. You let it be one of the soils that the seeds that the Lord talked about in another scripture that we'll probably cover it at another time. Because quite frankly, do you have it on fertile ground? Do you have it on rocky ground? Do you have it on thorny ground? Where is your seed? I keep asking you that question because it's important. It's vital. And you know, I'm not just talking about a tree right now. I'm talking about you. Amen. I'm talking about where you are in this Christian journey. Yes, this journey is rough. This journey is tough. Sometimes we don't understand what we're going through. Somebody told me that, Brian, when you preach, maybe you need to tone it down a little bit. Maybe you need to talk on a normal level like this. I'm like, yeah, I could talk like that. Yes, I could preach like that. But you know what? When the Holy Ghost is so encapsulated within me, I can't keep it all in me. It's like what Jeremiah said. It's a fire shut up in my bones. Man, it's like as I'm saying this, I felt a fire shut up in my bones right now, ready to come out. I can't just talk like this. That means I have no emotion toward what I'm preaching about. The last thing I want to do is come off robotic. The last thing I want to do is come off like somebody who does not feel what he's talking about. Amen. I'm feeling what I'm preaching. I'm feeling what I'm teaching because I'm feeling what I'm living. Amen. Yes, we're all going through things. A lot of us hate our jobs. Well, of course. A lot of us are not in love with where we're at right now. Amen. Some of us can't even get anywhere because finances are just not that great right now. Amen. Some of us have been going through jobless situations for the past few years. Amen. And they're trying to raise a family at the same time. But you know what? But God is keeping us from falling off the branches and falling on the ground, amen, and hurting ourselves. He does not want that to happen. That's why a tree has branches. Have you ever seen a tree with no branches? Amen. I know I probably have because I had to cut a couple years ago. I had to cut a tree to make sure some squirrels or raccoons wouldn't get on my roof. But guess what? Even after we had the branches cut, guess what? I saw the branches starting to grow again. Slowly but surely. That means Jesus is going to make sure that even if somebody cut off your branches, cut your reach to wherever you thought you were trying to get to, guess what? He's going to grow it back. All you have to do is trust him. Trust in him. Amen? Woo! I told you I have 3 points. And knowing that this is a 2-verse scripture sermon today in our text, I'm going to just say this. After you make sure you remember where your garden is, after you take care of your seed, if you value it immensely, it's the best part of it all. Remember that everything started off tiny before becoming large. Amen. Remember that everything started off tiny before becoming large. Remember at the beginning of this text, we talked about how a tree started off small. Amen. Remember how you started off in this world. You started off small. You were a cute little baby that somebody could sit in the lap. Your hand was no bigger than a quarter of your paw, somebody's paw. All right? But remember, you grew. You grew and you grew and you grew. To the point where you are right now, whether you're 6 feet tall or you're 5 foot eight. Guess what? The Lord blessed you to grow. Amen? That means during that time, whoever was around you cultivated you. I pray they cultivated you to be a good person. If they cultivated you to be a bad person, that's okay. I'm not saying it's okay to be bad. I'm saying it's okay because guess what? You still have another opportunity. You still have another chance to grow in the Word and grow in the Lord. Amen. Just because you were bad when you were 15 don't mean you got to be bad when you're 55. Amen. Doesn't mean you have to be bad at 40. That just means that you have foundation. You have an understanding what it was like to be on the other side, so you can even appreciate even more so on being on the good side. Amen. I grew up good. I've seen some bad. Matter of fact, I've done some bad. But guess what? I didn't stay in the bad. I grew and I grew and I grew. Amen. I'm still a good person and I'm still trying to do the right thing by the Lord. Amen. I may not have everything that I want. I may not even have everything I desire. But guess what? Whatever seed that was planted in me as a young person is still cultivating right now. It's been cultivated by some good people. Amen. And I'm not just talking about my parents. I'm not just talking about my great uncle who I lost last year. I'm talking about everybody who's come into my life, good, bad, and ugly. Amen. I remember a man that I worked with. He became a great man. Yeah, I seen him come up. I saw him go all the way up to manager before an illness took him down. Amen. But one thing he told me, and he never thought I, and he probably thought I was going to forget this. I remember what he said to me succinctly. He's always said this: when something goes wrong, he says, if you can't change it or rearrange it, let it go. And my mother added another one for him. And let God. Amen. And you know what? I remember it. I plant that seed in everybody, to everybody I talk to. If you can't change it or rearrange it, let it go. You know what? I wondered about that because I said, I want to get back to that job. I missed that job. Matter of fact, I value it a little bit more than I thought I did. When I left, I was a wreck. Amen. A lot of us leave things when we're in a wreck and we don't know what to do about it. The last thing we want to do is sabotage everything. So what do? We walk away. Amen. I did the wrong thing. I should have turned to the Lord and said, God, help me see me through this mess. Amen. That's what I should have done back then. But guess what I'm doing now? I'm doing it now. I'm saying, Lord, give me one more chance. Amen. Give me one more time to do one more good thing that I always enjoyed doing. Yes, I enjoyed working security at the airport. Yes, I said it out loud. I enjoyed it. Amen. It was the most rewarding thing I could do because I felt like I was being a service. Not just to the people, but to the country. Amen. That's what I felt like. I said, since I didn't get into the service, didn't get into the Marines or the Army or the Navy or whoever, I said, this is my chance to showcase my duty to the, not just to man, but duty to this country. Amen. Because I want this country to be the greatest country in the world. Amen. Or at least one of the greatest countries. Because I'm not going to say the greatest. Amen. I'll never claim that. I'm claiming the kingdom of God to be the greatest king, the greatest country that we have yet to see on this side of the Jordan. Amen. But that's me. I know some people that still work there that don't like it. Amen. But I'm not mad at them. I'm praying over them. I'm praying over them every day. Believe it or not, I'm praying for you. You may not have seen me in the past few years, but I'm praying over you. I may have forgotten some of your names, but I'm praying over you. Just like I talked to a friend the other day, wish him a happy birthday. I forgot his name, but you know what? I didn't forget it, and when he reminded me, amen, I said, man, my memory's shot. But you know what? Once you jog it a little bit, boom, I remember, and I remembered, amen. And you know what? I miss the place. I miss the colleagues. I miss the camaraderie. I miss it all. I miss the fact that I didn't do a lot of things with them that I could have done and should have done. But I was so focused on myself. I was so self-absorbed. I didn't even see that I had a great thing in front of me. Amen. I don't know about you, but take my name out of it. Take my situation out. Put your name and your situation in and realize that God bless you immensely. Amen. This is deep. Where is your seed? Where is it? Where is your seed? Do you know? Do you have a clue? Or are you just wandering around like the rest of us sometimes, not knowing that you had a seed somewhere. And I repeat, I'm not referring to the fact of whether or not you're an illegitimate parent. I am referring to the fact of where you planted your spirit, planted your soul, planted your life, planted your DNA, your spiritual DNA. Amen? Think about that. What church have you been to lately? What have you left at that church? I've been to a few in my life. And guess what? The few in my life still wish I was there. Why do they wish I was there? Because of what I left there. Amen? I left the spirit of cooperation. I left the spirit of just showcasing what the Lord has done for me. Amen? At one place. And another place, I preached my soul out. Amen? At another place, I became one of the better video operators ever. In another place, I was one of their media people. I left them a blueprint, amen? I left another church with a blueprint on how to do a lot of things that they didn't even know they could do, from a security ministry to a flourishing youth ministry. Now, I probably felt like I could have done more. No, I planted the seed. It only takes somebody to cultivate it. Maybe someone better than me to cultivate it. That's okay. Just as long as the seed was growing to be a solid oak tree. Are you that oak tree? I pray that you are. Oh, I pray that you are. For those who are listening, before I close this sermon out, I want to let you know something. If you're looking for a church home, are you looking to have a relationship with God? This is a great place to start. Amen. Yes, I'm saying that. Virtually, I could be your pastor. Amen. All you got to do is share this ministry. All you got to do is leave a comment every once in a while. All you got to do is donate to our Cash App once in a while. That's right. All you have to do, because you want to know what? The Lord is going to bless you immensely. If you're in the Northwest, Chicago, Northwest Indiana area, and you're looking for a church home, guess what? You can still reach out to me, because I know some pastors who would love to have you. Amen. They may cultivate you in a way that I can't. Amen. They may be able to work with you in a way that I can't. But guess what? We are all in this together. Amen. Amen. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this message, because right now we had that question of where our seed was. And now that we have an understanding of where our seed could be, let us be like that mustard seed, oh Heavenly Father, so we can get an opportunity to be that strong oak tree in the future, oh Heavenly Father. And if we are one right now, oh Heavenly Father, we just thank you for reminding us of who we are and whose we are. So right now we give your name nothing but the praise, glory, and the honor, oh Heavenly Father. We pray this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to thank you all for listening to this message. Quick reminder, since I did not say it, I didn't say it before the sermon, and it kind of came up in the sermon. For those who are interested in donating to Safe Haven, you can go to our Cash App at $BrianPusey. You can donate anything from $1 to $1,000 or whatever the Lord has placed on your heart. It's all kingdom money. It's all going to the building. This foundation to keep this ministry going, growing, and flowing. Amen. I want to thank you all for taking. Also, I want to thank you all for listening. I want to continue to lift up prayers to a good friend, Karen. I want to lift up good friend, my best friend, Roslyn. I want to lift up my even better friend, Jennifer Dukes. Keep her in prayer. She's going through some things. I'm not going to say what those things are, but I want to ask that you keep her lifted up in prayer, because we all need prayer. But she reached out to me the other day, told me some things, and I'm not going to say it all out here, but keeping her in prayer. I want to help, let us keep our good friend, Reverend Giovanni Bates, in prayer, going through some things, going through a lot. But you know what? God is still on the throne, so therefore, he's going to bless him. He's going to bless her. He's going to bless my other friend, Karen. He's going to bless my best friend, Roz. He's going to bless us all. He's going to bless you. I may not know your story. I may not know your situation, but I'm praying over you. I'm praying with you. I'm praying for you. Amen. So keep us all going. So this week, we're going to have our 5 minutes of inspiration. It's probably going to be released on tomorrow, Monday, if you're listening to this on Sunday, or Wednesday. Either or, it's going to come out. You're going to enjoy it. It's going to be great. Whatever the Lord has for us on that, you can keep tabs on it. If you go to our webpage at www.safehavenpodcast.org. Once again, www.safehavenpodcast.org. I want to continue to keep you all keep me lifted up in prayer. Keep me going. Keep me flowing. Keep me growing, because I'm going through things about as much as anyone else. But you know what? Like I said a minute ago, God is able, God is on the throne. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this message and this entire service right now, Heavenly Father. We pray that as we dismiss from this place, we pray that we never dismiss from your presence, oh Heavenly Father. We pray that you just keep us going as we go forward this week, oh Heavenly Father. Keep us encouraged where we may feel discouraged. Keep us strengthened where we may feel weakened. Keep us, oh Heavenly Father, because we need you now more than ever. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. And I will see you all next time. God bless.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.